This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and take control of the airwaves using our toll-free number at 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
I'm Ian.
And I don't know if you saw the news today, but evidently the United States is filing a civil lawsuit against Edward Snowden for violating various non-disclosure agreements that he had, allegedly, with the CIA and the NSA. Have either of you picked up Snowden's book?
Is it already out?
I would have assumed so.
I don't want to fund the government.
Okay, yeah. Took me a moment.
Well, they're suing to take all the profits from the
right?
book.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think they have much chance of actually getting any money from him.
So if you've got the... I mean, I don't know.
I think they're going after the publishers.
I don't know if it would be a good recommendation or not to say that if you have a copy of the book, scan it and put it online to
right.
order it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then donate directly to Edward
right.
Snowden.
Right, and donate instead, yeah.
I like this idea much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And donate in crypto, particularly. That'd be even better.
So they filed a lawsuit against Edward Snowden today, who, of course, is a former employee of the CIA. I wasn't aware of that. And contractor for the NSA.
That's right.
He published a book entitled Permanent Record in violation, they say, of the non-disclosure agreements that he signed with both agencies. I feel like if there was an NDA violation, it was probably when he leaked all that information to the public. And there's unlikely to be anything in this book that would violate the NDA to that degree. Not having read the book.
Well, he was supposedly under a contract, right, with the government, and... I think you've actually got the Justice Department press release.
I do.
Do you want to share what they have to say about it? That'll give us some more information.
Yeah, so the lawsuit alleges that Snowden published his book without submitting it to the agencies for pre-publication review in violation of his express obligations under the agreements that he signed. Additionally, the lawsuit alleges that Snowden has given public speeches.
Just to clarify, they're not saying that they know what's in the book or that they're objecting to anything specific in the book. They're just objecting to the fact that he went to press without asking their permission first, as he supposedly signed an agreement saying he would do so.
It does seem to be the case that they don't know what is actually in the book. I will have to look it up because I don't know if the book is actually available yet. But the lawsuit does not seek to stop or restrict the publication or distribution of Permanent Record.
Because they can't.
Right.
But they can try to get money out of it.
Under well-established Supreme Court precedent, Snep versus United States, the government seeks to recover all proceeds earned by Snowden because of his failure to submit his publication for pre-publication review in violation of the alleged contractual and fiduciary obligations. Now, if he had submitted this book, do either of you think there's realistically any chance that the NSA would have been like, yeah, go ahead and publish it. That's fine.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the pre-publication review process entails. I'm not sure if they can say, you know, no, you can't publish this. Or if I don't know what they're looking for. I don't know if there's certain information that they would be obligated to redact from the book. I'm in the dark on this. I don't know.
Yeah, and the Justice Department, unfortunately, doesn't give a whole lot of information about why they're doing this beyond, oh, well, he violated the contract he signed. The lawsuit also names as nominal defendants the corporate entities involved in publishing the book.
Right, because they can't get Snowden because he lives in Moscow.
Yeah.
But they can go after, you know, whoever it is that is based in the United States. Looks like Henry Holt and Company, according to the Internet, is the publisher in this case.
They're trying to ensure, evidently, by suing the publisher, that no funds are transferred to Snowden.
Mm.
Which brings us back to Johnson's suggestion.
Right.
Just pirate the book, probably from the Pirate Bay or some other piracy website, and send Snowden some crypto.
Yep.
I imagine he would prefer that.
Yeah. And I wonder, could he get the, like, if he wanted to still distribute physical copies somehow, could he somehow get it printed internationally, and then...
I would bet he could.
So, I mean, why not also...
So to be outside of their jurisdiction in
right,
that case.
Right, exactly. Like, okay, fine, well, no more printing from here, we'll print it here.
I mean, he must have seen this coming.
Yeah, it's surprising to me that he even went with an American publisher.
Well, I don't know if they are an American publisher.
Ah, that's true.
I don't know. I've never heard of Henry, whatever it was, I'll pull it back up here. Henry Holt and Company.
Buy a digital copy and we'll send you a physical copy for free.
It does appear to be...
right? Like...
U.S., so based in New York. That's where Henry Holt and Company is.
Well, according to the Assistant Attorney General, Jody Hunt of the Department of Justice's Civil Division, Edward Snowden has violated an obligation he undertook to the United States when he signed agreements as part of his employment by the CIA and as an NSA contractor.
Yeah, but you guys are murderers,
yeah.
So who cares?
The United States' ability to protect sensitive national security information depends on employees' and contractors' compliance with their non-disclosure agreements, including their pre-publication review obligations.
I'd just like to say thank goddess for Edward Snowden doing what he did, because what he did in 2013, revealing the information about the NSA's massive spying apparatus that a lot of people knew existed, but not a whole lot of people really had any proof of it. It became the proof that so many were you know, looking for, that they needed to make a solid argument to folks that, yeah, guess what? The government is spying on you, and it's super easy for them to do so. It was a huge revelation for a lot of people, maybe not so many, you know, in our audience or right. on this show, but for a lot of people, it was a major confirmation or justification for their beliefs about the surveillance state, and he put his own butt on the line in order to do this. He had to leave his life partner. Finally, they actually apparently have gotten married in that time since then. She's apparently moved to Russia.
Good for them.
But, you know, he had to basically walk away from his entire life that he had built for himself. And that's an incredible level of courage that is really special. And,
yeah, making a decision like that could not have been easy.
Right.
But, I mean, he realized the scope of the government programs that, as you alluded to, libertarians have been talking about since at least September 11th, how the government is reading our text messages, emails, monitoring all our phone calls, monitoring our social media, but we just had no evidence of it, beyond that the laws of the land allowed it to exist. So Edward Snowden coming out with the actual proof that these things existed, it was staggering. I'm saddened by just how little lasting impact it has had.
Has it had a little? I feel like it's had a pretty big impact.
In the cultural mind, yes. Mm-hmm. But as far as pushing back against the state surveillance programs, I don't think they've been effective.
Well, yeah,
slightest.
How are you going to do that?
With a guillotine.
Well, come on. Let's get real.
Right.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know.
You have knowledge. You can use that knowledge to try to protect yourself.
Encryption is a good place to start, certainly. Yeah. Things like Signal and Telegram.
Telegram, not
if you create
really
a secret chat. But, I mean, most people just assume that their messages are going to be encrypted using Telegram when they're probably not.
Yeah, I love Telegram as a chat app, but it's a good app because it's convenient, and it's convenient because it's centrally managed. And it happens to be run by a Russian anarchist, so it's not exactly run by a pro-government organization. They've fought against the Russian government and various regulations, so I still like Telegram. It's just not, if you're looking for the most secure messaging app, I wouldn't say that's the one.
What about Wire? Are you familiar with it?
I don't know enough about it.
Okay. I've used it in the past, but I just wasn't impressed with it. I was like, Telegram is easier, Signal is easier. I don't see any value in using Wire.
The Edward Snowden book is called Permanent Record, by the way, and according to Amazon, it is available for sale. It's actually right now the number one bestseller in their social activist biographies category. So there's different categories. And it's number one there. It's available hardcover. It's available Kindle. It's available paperback. Strangely, the paperback is more expensive than the hardcover.
What?
That's $6? It's available on audio CD. But, yeah, I do support what Johnson is suggesting here. I bet you, I have not yet gone to the Pirate Bay, but I bet you that somebody has probably already scanned this book in. And if they haven't yet, well, now you have the idea.
Or just,
well, if it's available on Kindle, they don't even have to scan it in.
Say, they
can you rip that?
Crack the encryption.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, so go check that out. I definitely intend to. And, you know, just send Snowden the money using Bitcoin Cash or Dash.
And if it hasn't been hacked already, Snowden, you should hack it.
By the way, I've got more on Snowden coming up from The Guardian if you want to hear it.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And Ian, you just mentioned that Bitcoin Cash has had a really good day. Well, yeah. I mean, compared to how things have been lately, where can people buy Bitcoin Cash?
You can both buy and sell Bitcoin Cash at the new local.bitcoin.com. They launched this back in June, so it's, I think, 3 months old, basically, at this point. Allows you anywhere on the planet, basically, to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. Some of them higher risk than others. And, you know, you, especially if you're a seller, you really need to do some due diligence and figure out what the risks are. Like, you know, if you're using a reversible payment method like PayPal, you could run into some tough times. But if you're using something like a cash deposit at a bank, it's not quite as risky, although there still are some things that you ought to do some due diligence on. But if you're a buyer, you're not at near as much risk as some of the sellers on the site. Go to local.bitcoin.com. You can learn more about it there. It is, by the way, a private trading platform, meaning there's no ID requirements in order to access the site. A lot of these sites want to know who you are, where you're from. They want to see your ID. They want you to jump through a bunch of hoops. You don't have to do that with local.bitcoin.com. And also, all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, so you've got privacy there, unlike pretty much any other site like it. local.bitcoin.com. You can get started there.
It's an absolutely awesome site. Did you say that I passed 250?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I think you're still the top seller there.
Yes, I am. The person in second just hit 225, so I'm at least 10% ahead of them.
Very nice.
Very happy.
Looks like XRP had a good day, too, and I'm surprised that in some of the crypto groups that I'm in that people weren't screaming, oh, my God, it's mooning.
XRP is Ripple.
Yes.
One of the, top three, I think, cryptos?
Yep.
I prefer to think of it as FedCoin.gov.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get excited about Ripple, but some people just love it.
Yeah, well, some people like the boot on their necks.
It's true. Not Ed Snowden. He is now living in Russia. There's an updated story here. Do you want to hear it?
Absolutely.
It's from The Guardian, which is, of course, the publication that made him go international back in 2013. He had given information to a few different news sources, and The Guardian was really the key source that really kind of propelled him out there into international infamy, if that's the right word. They did an update with Edward Snowden with the release of his new book called Permanent Record, and you'd started the show out, Aria, by explaining that the Justice Department is filing a civil suit, because, you know, they can't charge him criminally with anything yet, because he's not actually in the United States, but if they get the chance, they certainly will, but they want to take his money, specifically any kind of money that he might earn from the sales of this book. So what's he got to say for himself these days? This is the Guardian story by Ewan McCaskill, who writes that the man whose state surveillance revelations rock the world speaks exclusively to The Guardian about his new life and concerns for the future. The world's most famous whistleblower, Edward Snowden, says he has detected a softening in public hostility toward him in the United States over his disclosure of top-secret documents that revealed the extent of the global surveillance programs run by American and British spy agencies. In an exclusive 2-hour interview in Moscow to mark the publication of his memoirs called Permanent Record, Snowden said the dire warnings that his disclosures would cause harm had not come to pass, and even former critics have now conceded, quote, we live in a better, freer, and safer world, unquote, because of his revelations. Do you think that's true?
No. I think it could be true, and it should be true. In an agorist sense, yes, because I'm now using, you know, Signal and Wire, Telegram, and things of that nature to keep myself more secure from government intrusion.
In an agorist sense, meaning the idea of doing business outside of government restrictions and rules?
Yes, I'm living in freedom anyway, and Edward Snowden's revelations have helped me make that freedom more secure.
Okay.
But the government is still out there attempting to peer into the window Edward Snowden just calls me to put aluminum foil over it so that they couldn't see in.
Right. Get your Faraday bag from GoDarkBags.com. So I agree with you on this. I don't think the world is freer because of this. That's a nice thing to think about. You know, it's
certainly.
I don't think we're worse off because of it. I think that overall it was the right thing to do. I think
without a doubt,
the awareness that he brought to these issues was well worth the personal sacrifice that he made. And it's easy for us to say that. We're sitting out here not in Moscow. But, you know, obviously he believes it too, because he doesn't seem to be sad about the choices that he made. And, you know, he'll do some more reflecting here, I suspect, here in a moment in his story. But, you know, has the government actually scaled back any of its spying? I don't buy that for a moment. You can't believe these people. They're like, well, thanks to this revelation, we've decided we're just going to roll back. We're not going to be doing any of these, monitoring of massive, amounts of phone calls. Well, no, just trust us. We're not. You believe us, right?
No, not at all.
So anyway, going on here, in the book, Snowden describes in detail for the first time his background and what led him to leak the details of the secret programs being run by the U.S. NSA, the National Security Agency, and the U.K.'s secret communications headquarters, the GCHQ. He describes the 18 years since the September 11th attacks as, quote, a litany of American destruction by way of American self-destruction with the promulgation of secret policies, secret laws, secret courts, and secret wars.
And unquote. Secret prisons.
Yep, that's true as well.
Yeah.
I don't know did he reveal secret prisons?
I don't think so.
I think that came out some
other
way.
That was Chelsea Manning.
Yeah. Snowden also said, quote, the greatest danger still lies ahead with the refinement of artificial intelligence capabilities such as facial and pattern recognition. Going on, he said further, an AI-equipped surveillance camera would not be a mere recording device, but could be made into something closer to an automated police officer. And this is one of the concerns that we've heard raised about, for instance, the police body cameras. Mm-hmm. Not just mounted cameras on street corners or whatever, but the body cameras. The idea is if there's some sort of live detection going on. There's not right now, probably. It's just
not here, but there is in China, where police are wearing Google glasses or some cheap knockoff of it, especially in the Uyghur provinces, to instantly identify people.
That's exactly what he's talking about here, to where the more cameras there are that are controlled by the state, they can start hooking them up to these databases provided by companies like Facebook and likely Google.
Not to mention the DMV. We covered that recently on Free Talk Live as well, where DMV photos were being used by the FBI and other law enforcement agencies.
In facial recognition?
Yes.
Yeah.
So have you heard about Bernie?
What about him?
Bernie is the first candidate, apparently, to come out who has basically said he wants a complete and total ban by all law enforcement for use of facial recognition and a complete and total ban on any use of algorithms that would determine whether or not someone is likely to engage in recidivism or, you know, reoffend on a crime. Any use of algorithms to determine who might commit another crime, there should be a moratorium
pre-crime.
On that as well.
Pre-crime stuff.
Well,
thought crime.
Yeah, thought crime.
Pre-post-crime.
855-450-3733.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising his former campaign director, Corey Lewandowski, for his opening statement at Tuesday's hearing before a House Judiciary Committee. The White House did place limitations on what Lewandowski could say, but according to Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, there never even should have been a hearing.
Let's read the Mueller report for audiobook. That's what we've become. We had Mr. Mueller here. Had a long day of it. Judging by all accounts, it didn't go real well.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States is working closely with Saudi Arabia to evaluate evidence after the weekend attack on Saudi's biggest oil refinery.
In the wake of this weekend's unprovoked attack on several oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, I promise you, we're ready.
Parts of Texas are being warned of the potential for flash flooding after Tropical Storm Imelda made landfall near Freeport, Texas. Some areas could see up to 15 inches of rain. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. Again, that number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines for clearer quality that you can find at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And we've been talking about Edward Snowden, the NSA contractor who revealed...
The hero.
Yes. Yeah. Who revealed the government's overreach to the American people in regard to spying data collection and things that libertarians were warning about as early as the mid-90s.
And the conspiracy theorists.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of overlap between the two groups, in my experience.
Sure.
But, I mean, he basically came out and said, hey, this is actually happening, this is real, and it needs to be dealt with.
And, honestly, it was a little worse than I think some people thought it was.
Yeah, I would say it was worse than I expected. It was not good to realize that every email, every text message, all of that was instantly and freely available to the government. And that if they, back when I was smoking a lot of pot, if they, I mean, I was in Mississippi, so I mean, well, it's legal in most places now, but.
No, it's not. That's not good legal advice. Cannabis is definitely not legal in most places.
In many places. Yeah. Then. Let's go with that. But anyway, texting, you know, the person I bought from regularly, if
they. Bad plan.
Yeah, if they had wanted to, they could absolutely have just pursued that.
Right.
So it was jarring and not pleasant to realize just how much information I had handed over to people who don't have my best interests at heart.
Yeah. Now, I mean, we had some great tools before Edward Snowden's revelation. I think Signal was already out at that time. I think we were using it, for instance, here in New Hampshire within the activist community. So there were already some great tools that were available. Of course, PGP had been around for a couple decades, at least, I think, at that point. The tools are there for those that want privacy. Yes. You just have to seek them out. You have to learn a little bit. There's a bit of a learning curve when it comes to something like PGP. But, you know, privacy takes time. It takes effort. It takes a little bit of money in some cases. You know, you're given all these things in life, you know, on the internet, for instance, Facebook and these other services or whatever that people avail themselves of, and they're free. And, you know, the price you pay is you don't have privacy for those things.
That's what makes me so sad about Google Chrome, because it started out so beautifully, and then it just bloated into a piece of spyware. And it was probably always a piece of spyware from the beginning, but now it's just absurd in the amount of data it tracks and shares with, naturally, Facebook.
What browser do you recommend?
I don't recommend one. I kind of consider this to be the dark age of web browsers.
What about Brave?
I've never used it, other than here on the studio PC. I don't have any issue with it, but I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I've not audited the software, right? So I can't say for sure whether they're telling the truth, but the claim about Brave is that they, it's a Chrome-based software, but they've, like, stripped out stuff that they've made it so it blocks all the trackers and the bad
nice
stuff, purportedly. Well, you know, it's got an ad block built into it, blocks trackers just by default when you go to websites.
Yeah,
so
you can do that with Chrome and Firefox as well, but
you
need
plugins.
Require additional setup. Yes.
Right. So this is the idea, is it's baked into the program from the word go. So I think that's pretty cool. Plus, they've got the Brave Token thing, which actually rewards webmasters through a cryptocurrency token on the Ethereum blockchain.
Nice.
Where if you sign up, if you have a website and you sign up for this service or whatever, when people who have the Brave browser go to your website, I think it automatically pays you, or they have to indicate. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but like, I don't know, I get like $5 or $10 a month from Brave for the few different websites that I administer. So Freekeen, Free Talk Live, LRN, it's not a whole lot of money, but, you know, it's more than there was, you know?
Yeah, very true.
So
I mean, and basically, $10 would pay for the monthly web hosting fee
for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So. Our sites cost a little more than that, but a lot more than that. But anyway, let's get back to
hosting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, we got Michael Hampton doing the hosting, and Free Talk Live, not a small site. It's a pretty big site with a lot of depth to it. And, I mean, it's not the most popular site in the world, but it's also not a tiny site.
Well, that's website construction and maintenance and all of that. Yeah. The actual hosting should normally only run like $7 a month.
Yeah. I mean, there's more to it. We got servers that run audio streams 24/7. So there's more going on there than just a piddly little website.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
If we're going to mention, we should move on before mentioning the Tor browser, obviously, is another option for privacy. And then there's also...
I don't know about that. I mean, the FBI seems to have pretty extensively invaded the Tor browser.
Potentially.
There are some question marks, certainly, about the Tor browser, and the FBI did not want to reveal their secrets after the what they call the playpen raids that actually included our studios here in Keene. No one was ever charged from that particular raid, but they did raid, I don't know, a couple hundred other people around the United States, and they did catch people for child pornography in those cases. And one of those cases they had to drop because the attorney said, "Oh, well, FBI, we'd really like to see your chain of custody. How did you collect this evidence that so-and-so allegedly had this, you know, these files or whatever?"
And wouldn't it be nice if these organizations could be held to account for, you know, slander, libel, wrongful arrest?
It would be nice.
Wrongful seizure
of
property, wrongful imprisonment, you know.
Like they still have the property. It's been more than 3 years. They still have it.
Well, they won't even be accountable for being the world's largest child porn distributor last year.
That's true, which is what they did when they ran that website.
Yeah, they should be charged for the entire value of the property, plus interest, you know, like, plus any, you know, damages or
whatever.
Plus
pain and suffering, which is totally valid when you're suing the government.
Yeah. How do you calculate damages from,
in the millions,
your reputation being slandered?
Right.
That's a hard thing to calculate.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to comment, you certainly are welcome to join us here. We've got more from the Guardian story. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. But, you know, it's we haven't heard from Snowden in a while. He's just been kind of running his life, and so it's neat to actually have the Guardian sit down with him for this interview. He's talking about some concerns around this AI-equipped surveillance camera technology that, when tied in with these massive databases that Facebook and others have been collecting on us, and you mentioned the DMV as well, for, what, two decades now at least?
Yeah.
They've got a really powerful database they can tap into. Now, of course, some of these AI facial recognition detection has not historically been particularly accurate, so, you know, you end up with the police going after somebody in real life they think is a bad guy, but it's just somebody who has maybe the same facial ridges or whatever as the bad guy. So there's some real concerns about this beyond the privacy implications.
I mean, especially when we have a police force that seems to prefer the mantra of shoot first, ask questions later.
No doubt. He's concerned that the U.S. and other governments, aided by the big internet companies, are moving towards creating a permanent record of everyone on Earth, recording the whole of their daily lives. While Snowden feels justified in what he did 6 years ago, he told The Guardian he was reconciled to being in Russia for years to come and was planning for his future on that basis. He has secretly married, obviously not a secret now, Lindsay Mills, who was his partner 2 years ago in a Russian courthouse. While he would rather be in the U.S. or somewhere like Germany, he's relaxed now in Russia, able to lead a more or less normal daily life. He's less fearful than when he first arrived in 2013, when he felt lonely, isolated, and paranoid that he could be targeted in the streets by U.S. agents seeking retribution. He said, quote, "I was very much a person the most powerful government in the world wanted to go away. They didn't care whether I went away to prison. They didn't care whether I went away into the ground. They just wanted me gone," he said. He has since dispensed with the scarves, the hats, and coats that he once used as disguises, and now moves freely around Moscow, riding the metro, visiting art galleries or the ballet, and joining friends in cafes and restaurants.
I'm very thrilled to hear that, because the last I really followed what was happening with Edward Snowden, he was essentially confined to, like, a train station or an airport or something like that. So
yeah,
it's been years.
He got out of there relatively soon thereafter, but then was essentially in hiding. Like, he would only meet in secret and only with the right people, and was very, very, you know, cloak and dagger kind of cat and mouse stuff. So now he's kind of living more of a normal life, and there's more to the latest on Snowden come up.
Well, if there was anyone who was capable of knowing what the CIA and NSA might do to someone, it would be Edward Snowden. What do you think? Is he overreacting? 855-450-3733.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Ian.
And I want to tell you about AnyPay, who runs the website HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Because if you operate a retail business and are looking for a way for people to pay you with cryptocurrency, well, it's never been easier. Thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. In fact, we did this at the recent ForkFest when one of the people in our community wanted to begin more easily accepting cryptocurrency than popping open his wallet and having people scan address QR codes and all of that. He installed AnyPay 5 minutes later, was using it to accept cryptocurrency.
That easy.
It's incredibly easy. No ID verification, no paperwork. You can add in an address for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, Zcash, Litecoin, and more. It's a simple app that allows anyone to come into your establishment, hit that QR code scanner, and send you cryptocurrency. It's absolutely amazing. It's got apps available for both iOS and Android or any web browser, so go check it out at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. And then add yourself to one of the many cryptocurrency maps that track this sort of thing if you happen to decide you want to accept cryptocurrency.
I love it. I just used AnyPay to buy my dinner tonight at the local Indian restaurant. Yeah. Took like 3 seconds for the payment to show up. Faster than a credit card. It's great.
It is faster. Yeah. I never thought about that, but yeah, mm-hmm. It is faster than a credit card.
So check them out at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. So we're talking about a permanent record, which is the new book by Edward Snowden. I think the only book by Edward Snowden. There have been books about Edward Snowden, but this is his memoirs. Hmm. A book is now available, according to The Guardian, which got an exclusive interview with Edward recently, as they should, because they were the ones who helped break the news about his revelations back in 2013. Hard to believe it's already been more than half a decade since that. But it has. It's being published as of this, apparently Tuesday. So today's the day. on more than 20 countries, charts the shift that took him from working deep inside the NSA and the CIA to Hong Kong, where he handed over a cache of classified documents to journalists from The Guardian. The documents revealed the scale of mass surveillance by the U.S., U.K., and their allies. Snowden is high on the U.S. wanted list and faces decades in jail if they catch him. The U.S. government could seize royalties from the book. As we started the show, the news was that they are suing.
They could attempt to, but all the more reason we're fans of cryptocurrency. I'm almost certain that Edward Snowden has in the past posted like his Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash addresses to his Twitter page.
If we can find those, that might be a good thing to retweet here tonight. We could send those out.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, we should send those out to the Free Talk Live Twitter and Mastodon and such. The U.S. government could seize the royalties, but the substantial advance has already been banked. So, meaning the publisher paid him in advance for his work. So
he's usually the way those deals work.
Yeah, if you're a decent, author, right? You're not going to pay some newbie who has no name recognition on that. But Edward Snowden, yeah, they know this is going to sell, so they gave him a good chunk of it up front. Normally averse to discussing his personal life, Snowden did open up in the interview and the memoirs to speak for the first time about his life in Moscow and even the person he describes as, quote, the love of my life, Ms. Mills, who apparently he did marry finally in Moscow. Polls taken in the U.S. in 2013 and the years immediately after showed an almost equal split between those who viewed him as a traitor and those who saw him as a hero. He says, quote, it's funny that now, 6 years later, the controversial image that I had has begun to soften. He says that even people who disliked him personally have now become prepared to accept, quote, we live in a better, freer, and safer world because of the revelations of mass surveillance, he said. Now, we quibbled with that claim earlier in the show here tonight. I don't know if we're in a freer world. I think that it's better in that we know more about what was actually happening. So a more informed world is a better world. So I'll give him that one. Safer? Yeah, you still got to take the steps. I mean, by default, you're not safe. you still got to do stuff to be more safe, like encrypt your messages that need safety. Otherwise, you don't have it.
Yeah, but these sort of catalysts remind people of why it's important that they should do those things.
Absolutely. Which is why I say better. I'm going to agree with that. It's better because we have more information.
Absolutely.
But one of the Democratic presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders, said he would like to see a resolution that would end Snowden's permanent exile, while another one, Tulsi Gabbard, who's a congresswoman also running, said she, back in May, that she would pardon Snowden.
Hmm.
Fears that Vladimir Putin in Russia might hand him over as a gift to Donald Trump have receded as relations between the U.S. and Russia have cooled. Snowden said it helped that Russia viewed him as useful publicity. Quote, a country whose political troubles are legendary, whose problems with human rights we hear about every single day, has finally somehow managed to have one bright spot on their human rights record. Why would they give that up? He said. He toyed with calling his memoirs The New Forever or Welcome to Forever before settling on Permanent Record, which reflects his concerns about the way state-run and private companies are hoarding data. To counter this, he argues for both legislative reform and increased use of end-to-end encryption to protect emails, chat, and other communications. So he's still pounding that message. He's still getting it out there.
That's great.
Yeah.
The message is valuable and people need to hear it.
Right. If you don't listen to us, listen to Edward Snowden. But these are not enough, he says, to counter accelerating technological changes, allowing greater intrusions of privacy. And he calls for a worldwide protest movement similar to those on climate change. Quote, you have to be ready to stand for something if you want it to change. That's what I hope this book will help people come to decide for themselves. And I'm not really sure I believe that a protest movement is going to be effective at changing these things. I mean, I'm not against it. If you feel like you want to get out in the streets and wave some signs and wear some V masks and shout and holler, I mean, I've done it. You know, I would do it again. I'm not against it necessarily, but what's the old statement from the 1980s? It was Ronald Reagan, one of his guys. I forget the dude's name. I'm sure somebody's screaming it in the Discord chat right now, but let them protest so long as they pay their taxes was the statement.
So what if they protest paying taxes, as people should?
Meaning
that's
by not paying
advice.
Them or protesting them?
Both.
Well, if you're not paying them, then you actually are
protesting them.
You're both protesting them, and you're helping yourself in that particular case.
Right.
If you protest but continue to obey or continue to pay the gang.
Well, that's just virtue signaling.
Right.
Alexander Haig.
Thank you for that. Alexander Haig, who I believe was a Ronald Reagan consultant of some sort, or worked for that government.
I would agree that it would take not protest, but some sort of massive social awareness for this sort of things to change. Like, we would need to have 80-90% of the population of the United States using Signal and other end-to-end encrypted messaging platforms in order for the United States government's surveillance apparatus to truly be defanged.
Well, right. Now you're talking about something that you can actually do. Because that is way more than a protest. That's taking action to protect your communications. Actions that you can take right now. You know, if you're not driving, when you get a moment, you ought to download Signal for your phone. Now, that's not perfect, so you probably should learn about PGP. Grab Keybase while you're at it. Keybase.io, a really cool app that actually uses encryption and is decentralized and open source, and we've been raving about it here recently on Free Talk Live.
What do they do? I haven't been on an episode that featured that.
Ah, yeah. So Keybase is really cool. There was actually news recently that they are giving away millions, like $100+ million worth of cryptocurrency over the next 20 months.
Wow.
To Keybase users. It's like just an ongoing airdrop that happens once a month.
I've seen messages about this in the Telegram.
Yeah, so it's a chat app. It's also a files, I don't know, I've never actually used the files aspect of it, but you can somehow share files with it, with other people. It's sort of like an identity app as well, meaning that you can link your profile to your various different other profiles that you have, and you can prove. So, like, let's say you're on Mastodon or Twitter or Facebook or something like that. Mm-hmm. You can post, like, a certain message onto your Twitter that you get from Keybase to prove that you have control of that Twitter account. Well, then you're verified on Twitter. And then you prove that you've got your Facebook account. Well, then you're verified on Facebook. You prove, you know, then you upload your PGP key. Well, so that must be your PGP key because it's you on all these other accounts. So the more that you can kind of add in to prove that you are who you say you are, the more like legit your account looks, right? So when you message me on Keybase, you know it's me because you can see that I've proved it by my Mastodon, my Twitter, two different websites that I run. You know, I've uploaded something to the DNS of the website to prove that I have control over those websites, right? So you know it's me behind that account. So those are some of the things it does. And it's got a Stellar wallet built into it, so you can actually use it to send payments to all these people as well.
Very cool.
Really cool.
Coming up in just a moment, is rape really the first experience most women have with sex? We'll find out more in just a moment.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I heard your commercials for a long time, and I kept thinking, yeah, I'll look into that, and I just never did, and finally I gave you guys a call and started. Well, I did tell the doctor when he asked me what I was doing. I said, have you heard of Balance of Nature? And he says, yeah, he actually had taken it at one time. I said, well, I'm doing that, and I feel great. You know, I think it's helping in everything. And he says, well, good. He says, I should start that up again. I'm just happy, and I'm going to stick with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. With these discounts, you will still receive free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FREETALKLIVE.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.